Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I thought I'd take a break from serious topics and involved discussion to dwell on something a little more lighthearted. Okay, something must be done. This abomination cannot continue any further. What am I talking about, you ask? Well, friends, I'm talking about Americans and Canadians mispronouncing Australian words. Specifically, every American or Canadian I have ever met has failed to pronounce the name of our country and its cities correctly. With that in mind, I'm offering this brief guide on how to speak like a local when in Oz. The first thing you have to do is loosen up. Go ahead, just shake out all that tension. Here in Australia, we're a fairly laid-back bunch, and that tends to be reflected in how we pronounce our words. Now, the key to getting it right is mastering the Australian drawl. Essentially, what this means is that just because a word is written a certain way doesn't necessarily mean it's pronounced that way. Let's start with something basic, the name of my country. Every American and Canadian I have ever met pronounces the word precisely as it is written, Australia. This is incorrect. You've got to lazy up your speech a great deal and forget that pesky need to pronounce every syllable. Now, listen to me. Australia. See the difference? Right from the start, you can see the change. Instead of pronouncing it Australia, it's more of a caveman-like grunt. Australia. Moving into the middle, we can see that our American and Canadian cousins pronounce this part just as you would expect. Trailia. But again, tis not so. Instead, try to ignore the A sound and go for something more like Tralia. Now you try. Now you're getting it. Okay, now for the last part. You would think that, looking at how Australia is spelled, that the final section would be pronounced ea. But we Aussies never pronounce two syllables when we could pronounce one. So let's try to run those two together, shall we? Ya. Much better. Now let's put it all together. Say it with me. Australia. Very good. Now notice the difference from Australia. You're almost ready to dazzle the locals with your command of the world's laziest vocabulary. But to really impress them, try addressing these two common mispronunciations, Melbourne and Brisbane. Basically, the rule here is that any time an Australian city has a B and an NE at the end of its name, you can just go ahead and drop all the letters in between. So instead of Melbourne, it becomes the more accurate Melbourne. Instead of Brisbane, you have Brisbane. I guarantee that the simple act of pronouncing these two cities correctly will win you many a beer if and when you visit Australia. So there you have it. Keep practicing and remember, relax, mix your syllables, ignore common sense, and most of all, drawl. Feel free to reply with your best efforts. This has been Jeremiah 25. Talk to you soon.